www.thecourt.org.
It's 6:03, and you're listening to KBOO Portland. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's gay and lesbian community Yellow Pages, providing a wide array of gay-friendly business listings. More information at 503-230-7701 or www.pdxgayyellowpages.com. Also, Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. Stay tuned for Out Loud. You're listening to Out Loud, KBOO's queer news and public affairs show. Tonight we are going to be doing a recap of our shows from 2005. But before we get into that, I want to encourage everyone. Tonight's show is going to be a call-in show, and we would like people to call in with a few different things. If you have any comments about shows that we've done in the past, or if you have any requests for shows that we should do in 2006, we are always interested in hearing your feedback, and tonight is your opportunity to talk to us live on the air. The number here in the KBOO studios is 503-231-8187. Though if you'd like to contact us by email, that is always an option as well. Our email address is kbooutloud@yahoo.com. And before we get into our show tonight, I want to go ahead and dedicate this show to someone who is very, very important to KBOO and who had a direct hand in making this show happen. Jan Schaefer is who I would like to dedicate the show to tonight. Jan was an incredible woman, and she passed away from lung cancer on July 6th at her home in 2005. Jan, again, was instrumental in getting Out Loud on the air, and the Queer Boo Collective is indebted to her for her vision and her work in making the show happen. Jan was also a longtime dedicated KBOO volunteer extraordinaire. She started off volunteering in 1998 as a receptionist, and she then moved on to the board of directors here at KBOO. She also helped out a lot with the pledge drive. She was active with the Native American programming here at KBOO. I was told that current KBOO board members often refer to her wisdom and calming influence in KBOO's financial planning and the financial structure of the organization. So Jan touched many, many lives here at KBOO and had a very important role with Out Loud. So I want to dedicate our show tonight to her. So thank you, Jan, for all of your work for KBOO. Again, my name is Carla, and with me tonight is Ajua. We are going to be discussing many of the different shows that we did this year. But again, I want to invite everyone to call in. The number here is 503-231-8187. So which show would you like to start with, Ajua?
Well, why don't we start at the top of the list, the Gay American Smokeout.
Okay.
We had two shows related to the smokeout, or at least the prevention and the cutting down of smoking among the queer community. One was the live broadcast from the bowling alley, and you were on site for that one.
That was pretty exciting for me. I have to admit, we haven't done that before where I hadn't, for those of you that were tuned in or those of you that missed it, I had my cell phone and we called in and broadcast live from the event. So hopefully everyone caught that. But I do want to give a heads up to the community. The coordinator for the Great American, or the Gay American Smoke Out here in town, her name is R.E., and the program is called Breathe Free, and that's an Oregon statewide tobacco prevention program that targets the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, queer, and questioning community. And I have to admit, tobacco prevention is something that's something I feel passionate about. So props to Ari and the Breathe Free group for making that happen.
And one of the things that was highlighted in that show was the specific targeting of cigarette ads towards the queer community.
Yeah, that's something that gets me hot under the collar and very bothered about that. For those of you that don't know, the tobacco industry has a long, long history of targeting the queer community, and we should all think very carefully about how we spend our money. When you buy tobacco products, you are giving your money directly to the tobacco companies, who then donate their money to the different organizations that work against the queer community and the things, the equality issues that we all work for. So how you spend your money is very important, and I want to encourage you to look into that. But again, Breathe Free meets regularly. I don't have their contact information right here in front of me, but I know Ari works through the SMRC organization, so you can contact her through SMRC.
And now let's turn from sin to health and good behavior. One of our shows we had on Nikki from Misfit Adventures, and she was talking to us about the different events, teams, and activities, sports activities that she sponsors, runs. She also does some personal training for women in the community. She highlighted the fact that she can adjust. There are activities available for women of all fitness and readiness levels to tackle different challenges. She mentioned climbing one of the Three Sisters, which is, you know, a favorite thing for any lesbian-loving woman out there, climbing a sister. And that was just great to have her on her show, because sometimes women, you'd like to have a non-mixed group to try out some things you haven't done before, like basketball, soccer, mountain climbing, things like that. So we had her on. And if any of you are interested in contacting Nikki, you can reach her at misfitadventures.com.
And I want to emphasize it's MISSFIT Adventures. Important that you get that right. MISSFIT Adventures.com is her website. She also does whitewater rafting. I really liked how she emphasized, you know, all the different fitness levels are welcome to join in the events, and she makes sure everyone is safe and, you know, is able to achieve their goals within the group activity. So it's not just for the, you know, Olympic level or super competitive type of women. It's all about having fun and trying new things. So had a lot of fun talking with her. And we also had someone locally here in Portland, Susan Remmers from the Q Center, and she talked about the up-and-coming community center that's for the queer community here in Portland. And they've had quite a few different events over the last couple of weeks. Is there something that's coming up by any chance?
Well, it's actually a lesbian community project, New Year's Eve dance, and the money that they raise from it's a benefit, and the money is going to the Q Center. And so that dance is going to be on New Year's Eve. It's their annual dance, and it's at 8 p.m. at the World Forestry Center, which is at 4033 Southwest Canyon Road. And half the proceeds will be going to the Q Center. And if you're interested, you can get tickets at Balloons on Broadway. In other words, it's my pleasure, as well as online at lesbiancommunityproject.org. And this is an all-inclusive event, and no one will be turned away for economic reasons. There'll be a silent auction, and DJ Crystal will be spinning the wax, or the CDs, as it is. And if you want more information, you can contact Debbie Castleton at 503-442-3635 or at chair2 at lesbiancommunityproject.org. And speaking of Debbie Castleton, she was a guest on our show this time in conjunction with the Portland Lesbian and Gay Film Festival. And she came on during our Pledge Live to give us a sneak peek about all of this year's features. And that's one thing we appreciate about the Portland Lesbian and Gay Film Festival. They have been strong supporters for all of our 2.5 years on the air here, donating festival passes, et cetera, to support gay and lesbian programming. If you are interested in making a comment on one of our past shows this year or making a suggestion for next year, you can reach us at 503-231-8187. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay, and we have our engineer who's waiting to answer those phones. So I want to just go back to the Q Center really quickly. If people don't know about the Q Center or want to know what else is going on, their website is www.pdxqcenter.org.
Thank you for that, Carla. Speaking of centers and education, how do you like that segue? We had Larry Smith from GLSEN, Oregon on. That's the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Educators Network as part of our back-to-school program. And Larry discussed with us some of GLSEN's programs for Oregon schools. If you're interested in finding out if you're an educator or administrator or a parent or student,
or even a youth at a school who wants to address safe school issues, the GLSEN website is www.glsen.org.
And, yes, and let's see. Last week we had a guest on that was discussing health and coping skills during the holiday seasons. We're still in it, so it's good to remind our listeners. We had Heather Leffler on as our guest, and one of her suggestions was to be moderate about our indulgences during the holiday festivities.
Excuse me, I have a cough in my throat. Heather also, with her suggestion for moderating the indulgences, my confession is I'm still trying to moderate my fudge intake. I've been eating a lot of fudge lately, so it's my holiday challenge.
I'm sure you're not the only one. Fudge and all sorts of different types of chocolate. So, let's see. We also had an author on the phone with us discussing the issue of lesbians in the military. It was Zsa Zsa Gershik. She wrote the book Secret Service, Untold Stories of Lesbians in the Military. And she's also the author of Gay Old Girls, several short stories about true life lesbians who are in their golden years, talking about what life was like back when. But her latest book is Secret Service, and in that book she featured several vignettes from different women who had served in different branches of the military, what their experiences were, what they thought about the don't ask, don't tell, how they lived their life, whether they had to moderate their outness, and to what extent, whether there were witch hunts. Thank you. So that was a very interesting book.
And I think it would be interesting if we could follow up and do another, you know, queer in the military story next year, that just, you know, different things I've heard about how queers are being discharged much faster recently than they were in years past. So the don't ask, don't tell is actually doing more harm than good. So hopefully we can follow up with that in 2006.
That sounds good. And let's see, we also had one of our very own city commissioners, Portland city commissioners, on the show, and that was Sam Adams, our local gay city commissioner. And he can be reached at commissionersam.com. And it was good to have him on discussing different issues, what he would be up to. I think we had him on at the very beginning of the year, talking about his agenda. At that point, he was still single. I don't know about right now, guys. But, you know, you could always write him and inquire about that.
And that website, CommissionerSam.com, is actually his blog. So he, I don't know if he writes daily, but he writes there frequently and keeps an ongoing discussion about what he's doing as a city commissioner. So I really appreciate that he's so accessible, you know, via that website. And we do hope to have him on the show in the not too distant future to talk about some things that are happening in the city currently. So,
and I saw him at talking about accessibility. I've seen him over the past year at several community events. One was a rally at the state house for, I think it was one of those measures. No, it wasn't a measure. It was H.R. 1000 or S. 1000. Basically a bill, a civil unions bill. I also saw him at a Brother to Brother event, their annual Black Pride event. And speaking of Brother to Brother and Black Pride, we had them on talking about Black Pride this past year. And for those of you who are not familiar with Brother to Brother, they are a support and advocacy organization for African American gay and bisexual males, their families and friends living in the Portland metro area. And they offer several services as well as events throughout the month. They have anonymous testing. They have safe sex packs. And you can always call them for information. Now, just because it's an organization with the express purpose of supporting gay black males, their friends and family, their services are open to all. They have very few events, and it's announced when that is, and it's basically pretty much their monthly potluck support meeting that's just, you know, for the African-American community. But all other events are open to the community, and their services are open to everyone in the community. And as a matter of fact, they are having their annual holiday party on the 30th, this Friday, from 7 until. And it's going to be at 1731 Northeast 10th Avenue. And if you want more information about that, you can call 503-249-7270. And that's their annual holiday party and potluck. Soulful Holidays, it's called.
Nice.
And it's an open event. And so they invite everyone to come join them in celebrating the holidays.
And I want to share their website. It's brotobro.org. So there's a lot of information on their website if you want to find out more about them.
That's right. And they also have a newsletter. You can sign up to get that. So I encourage you all to check that out.
Okay. And since we're talking about Pride, let's talk about, we had the Washington County Pride Project join us. And actually, before I talk about them, let me give the phone number one more time, 503-231-8187, if anyone wants to call in with any feedback from our past shows or if you have any requests for future shows, we'd love to hear from you. The Washington County Pride Project is a youth-focused organization that serves all of Washington County. It's organized through SMRC, which is the Sexual Youth Minority Resource Center. We think SMRC is awesome. Their Washington County Pride Project, they meet a couple times a month, and they have different services, different programs in the schools out in Washington County. So if you are a youth in Washington, a queer youth out in Washington County, or if someone you care about is a youth out there, you can find lots of support and information on the website, www.prideproject.org.
And you had a scholarship information you wanted to announce. It has a Pride theme to it. So
I do. This is for youth, but it's also anyone who considers them a student. So you don't have to be a young student. You could be in college as well. There's scholarships are for college, for creative study, vocational training, or post-secondary education. The total amount, now this is going to be distributed through different programs, but $250,000 is available for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and straight ally students. So there's scholarships for all sorts of different things, including students who were raised by lesbian or gay parents, if you're an athlete. There's 40 different scholarships that are going to be awarded, but there's only one application that you have to complete. Now, you need to take action in the near future because the applications must be postmarked by January 13th. So you have a couple of weeks left, but please go to this website, www.pridefoundation.org/scholarships or www.thegsba.org/, and that stands for the Greater Seattle Business Association. The organization is based in Seattle, but these scholarships are for students in Washington, Oregon. There's quite a few other states that I have to admit I don't have in front of me right now, but you can call 1-800-735 7287 for more information. Again, we have this information, this huge flyer posted here at KBOO. If you need to get more information on those scholarships, we encourage all students who are interested to go ahead and apply. So it sounds like we do have a caller, and let me go ahead and welcome you to the Out Loud Show. Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I'm Renee. I'm gay. I'm from Holland, and it's really bizarre being back in America. Especially when you're born in San Francisco and you live for 17 years in Holland, where everything's totally cool. But Portland's really, it's happening here. It's all KBOO.
Excellent. Well, thanks for that feedback. What, have you been listening to the show very long?
No, this is my first month.
Well, welcome. This is the Out Loud Show. KBOO does have some other queer programming. If you listen next Tuesday, you can hear This Way Out, which is the international gay and lesbian news show. But do you have any requests, maybe topics that we could cover in the future that you'd like to listen to?
I just wonder why America's, well, I don't know, why can't we smoke weed here? It's terrible.
I cannot answer that.
I mean, I know you guys are down smoking, but it's better to make spaghetti sauce out of it.
I have to admit, Renee, we really don't talk about that on the Out Loud Show, though.
I'm sorry, no, I'm not talking about drugs. I'm talking about herbs.
I know.
I'm not talking about smoking.
Right.
I'm sorry. I hope you didn't offend anyone.
Oh.
I'll just listen to you. I like listening to you. I have the crud.
And that's,
hey, thanks for letting me talk to you.
Hey, and thanks for giving a call. Thanks for the support. We appreciate your call, Renee. All right. So, again, any other callers that want to talk about topics for the Out Loud Show, please give us a call at 503-231-8187.
And, Carla, you know, this time of year is often referred to as the season of giving, and there's a lot of giving that's going to be happening on New Year's Eve. Here's another benefit event fundraiser. So you can do Go Works and have a good time at the same time. And it's a midwinter's night scene, New Year shenanigans. And this is an event put on by the Lesbian Choir. Yes. And that's going to be Saturday, the 31st, of course. And it's going to be 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. And it's going to be at Shenanigans Waterfront Ballroom. And all local nonprofits benefiting the local gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender community will receive funds from the proceeds of this event. The DJ will be Lauren. She'll be spinning the tunes. There'll be a full bar, fabulous food, a silent auction. And if you are interested in staying overnight, they have discounted rooms for people who are going to be guests at the event on Saturday night, and that hotel is pet friendly, which is very important to all of us, not just as Portlanders, the most walkingest city, one of the most walkingest cities because we have dogs, but as as queer folks, as queer pet loving folks.
Maybe that could be a show we do, queer pet lovers.
Yes.
Said I apply. That counts for me.
That counts for me as well.
Okay. So, hey,
there we go.
We'll work on that. Anybody can contribute to the Queer Pet Show, you know, let us know. Okay, so one thing we talked a lot about last year, as well as in 2005, was gay marriages. And in March of 2005, we had a show titled Portland Gay Marriages 1 Year Later, and we had guests from Basic Rights Oregon, and we may have another show on that, I guess. It's always an ongoing topic of discussion, but
maybe when the legislature decides to come back in session again. I don't know if anything's going to be happening. I suppose there's always events, folks working towards marriage equality. I myself am thinking about picking up and moving to Massachusetts, something like that, you know.
Right. Yeah.
To get my little bit of marriage equality.
Heavy sigh. I know many people who have relocated due to that issue. So we'll talk more about that next year, too. Okay, so we need to start wrapping up, but I guess I do want to also comment. We had Carol Greer from the Portland PFLAG come and talk to us, and I'm a huge fan of PFLAG. The Portland, again, for you that don't know, PFLAG stands for Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. The Portland PFLAG website is www.pflagpdx.org. Or the National PFLAG website has an incredible amount of resources. Their website is www.pflag.org.
That's great. One last mention, real quick. We had a drag king show focused on DKPDX, and they are drag kings that they were in a movie.
Oh, my gosh.
And they came on the show, told us about what they do, who they are, what their acts are like, and how they perceive their art. So that was a very interesting show.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to them some more. I wasn't here for that show. I did check out their website, www.dkpdx.com. I know they have performances kind of ongoing around town that they show up at different events, so props to them.
Well, I can tell by the old clock on the wall that we're just about out of time here. It was the last show of the year.
I think it's been a great year. I'm looking forward to our three-year anniversary, which is going to be, I think it's April of 06. It's been 3 years that we've been on the air. So we really want to encourage people, if they want to participate in the creation of Out Loud, we are always, always recruiting more volunteers. Please contact us at kbooutloud@yahoo.com. And congratulations to a very successful year.
Congratulations to you.
Okay, thank you, thank you.
Look for more successful and interesting and entertaining, wonderful shows in the future.
All right, until next time,
stay proud
and live out loud.